You're listening to SBS News.
Jeff Wilson has spent 39 days alone in Antarctica. He's travelled more than 2,000 kilometres using kite skiing, where he and his gear are pulled along by a parachute, catching the wind, and man-hauling, having to physically pull his sled with rations along behind him. Dr. Wilson says it's been a tough journey.
The journey was much more difficult than I envisaged. The temperatures, you know, the damage, the upwind kiting. The big issue was that a lot of the kiting was into the wind, and that strips a lot of heat out of your body, out of your face, out of your hands. And I just couldn't keep my extremities warm. So I've suffered some damage on my left hand and a little bit of nerve damage on the right hand.
Fellow explorers in Australia say they know the significance of Jeff Wilson's achievement. University of New South Wales professor Chris Turney says he's been following the journey.
Jeff has solo travelled across Antarctica for thousands of kilometres. It's the longest unsupported trip anywhere in Antarctica. So that means he's had no flying of supplies. He's purely been on his own, which is not only an extraordinary feat of stamina, the psychological pressure that man's been under has been amazing.
Professor Turney says he sometimes watches Dr. Wilson's updates with envy, but as someone who's travelled to the ice-covered continent himself, he's aware of just how difficult it can be.
Antarctica is just an extraordinary place to be because it's the most extreme hostile environment in the world. It plays with your senses. You come from Australia, Sydney, you think you know how the world works. I've worked up in the Arctic, but when you go to Antarctica, it's just so different to anything else that you've ever been to. It's almost, when the wind's not blowing, it's so quiet. It's positively Martian.
Dr. Wilson says the pressure of being alone has got to him at times, but being able to connect to friends, family and followers online has made a difference.
It's now day 39. I haven't seen a human in that whole time. But the amazing thing is I've had this incredible ability. No expedition has ever had video feed before.
Professor Turney is also glad technology has allowed Dr. Wilson to document his journey so thoroughly. He says it gives him and others the ability to understand more about what he's going through.
As a personal achievement, it's extraordinary. He set a new record. Knowing that you can put your body for that sort of environment and manage it. I mean, if people have been following his extraordinary blog and seeing the movies, you're taking a personal journey with him in such a remote place. You can hear him, but you can't reach him. It's an extraordinary sense of what technology can do today.
Jeff Wilson has now started his journey home. It may be mostly downhill, but he doesn't expect it to be any easier than the way up.
Because no one's ever done this route or this area, where we're a little in the dark as to what to expect, and my hope and prayer is that I get enough wind to get me out of this soft snow.
Kira Jenkins, SBS News.